narrated Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, may Allah be pleased with him, when Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, fought the battle of Khaybar, or when Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, proceeded towards it, and the people passed over a high place, overlooking a valley, they raised their voices saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the most great, La ilaha illallah, none has the right to be worshipped but Allah. On that, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said to them, Lower your voices, for you are not calling a deaf or an absent one, but you are calling a hearer, who is near and he is with you. I was behind the riding animal of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and he heard me saying, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is neither might nor power but with Allah. On that he said to me, O Abdullah bin Qais. I said, Labbaik, O Allah's Messenger. He said, Shall I tell you a sentence which is one of the treasures of paradise? I said, Yes, O Allah's Messenger. Let my father and mother be sacrificed for your sake. He said, It is, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is neither might nor power but with Allah. Narrated Sahal bin Sa'ad As-Sa'idi, may Allah be pleased with him. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and his army met in a battle with al-Mushriqun, polytheists, pagans, idolaters, and disbelievers in the oneness of Allah and in his Messenger, Muhammad, peace be upon him. And the two armies fought, and then Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, returned to his army camp, and the others, that is, the enemy, returned to their army camps. Amongst the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, there was a man who would follow and kill with his sword any mushrik going alone. Somebody said, None has benefited the Muslims today more than so and so. On that, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, Verily, he is from the people of the hellfire. A man amongst the people, that is Muslims, said, I will accompany him to know the fact. So he went along with him, and whenever he stopped with him, and whenever he hastened with him. The brave man then got wounded severely, and seeking to die at once, he planted his sword into the ground and put its point against his chest in between his breasts, and then threw himself on it and committed suicide. On that, the person who was accompanying the deceased all the time came to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and said, I testify that you are the Messenger of Allah. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Why is that? What makes you say so? He said, It is concerning the man whom you have already mentioned as one of the dwellers of the hellfire. The people were surprised by your statement, and I said to them, I will try to find out the truth about him for you. So I went out after him, and he was then inflicted with a severe wound. And because of that, he hurried to bring death upon himself by planting the handle of his sword into the ground and directing its tip towards his chest, between his breasts. And then he threw himself over it and committed suicide. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, then said, A man may do what seemed to the people as the deeds of the dweller of paradise, but he is from the dwellers of the hellfire. And another may do what seemed to the people as the deeds of the dwellers of the hellfire, but he is from the dwellers of paradise.